sticks under there, and as full as you could stick them in there. And you build a fire furnace on each side of the door. You had a big old pipe, all that big around it. That smoke, fire and smoke went round and round, and then went out the top of the barn. Some of them went out in four places, some of them just went out in two places. And that, it cured, it took about 3 weeks to cure it, but it wouldn't be fired all that time, but you'd sell it, you'd take it out and pack it in the sheets and get it ready to sell, right out of the barn. But they still use some of them old houses and fire with coal for a while, but couldn't get no coal now, high as it is, but they fire with kerosene a while, and then they started using gas.
Yeah.
All these late models. But I never have gone and looked at one of these real late models. You buy it already, a building already, they bring it out and sit it up there. You have something that you gather your tobacco with a machine now, a lot of it, and you cut and it just pile in there and cure, and it comes out and sells just like that. Used to be you'd have that stuff laid just as straight in them sheets, stack it with all your stems together, your leaves would stick out all the way around the sheet, have it in a round pile and put it in cotton sheets and tie it, cotton, like a tie of cotton when you pick cotton.
Did you raise this as money crop?
Oh, my dad, I never raised in tobacco. Dad did a few years, but okay. I've been around tobacco. We a pretty big tobacco farmer right down in West County. George Cutts over here in Old Crossroads down there had the biggest allotment in East Dardy.
Peanuts and cotton
was the biggest thing I raised when I farmed. So I always had corn, of course, but most of the time I farmed I had meal. But the last, I say most of the time, I don't guess so, I farmed. Looked like it was longer with meal, but I farmed all about 35 years, which right, because I hadn't farmed any now in 20 years. I still rent the peanuts out on this farm.
Yes.
All different ones, use them. One man right below them, he use them. Everybody else didn't have them till last year. I rented them to another fellow.
Any of your boys still in farming?
No, I got no boys farming. I had two farming in North Georgia year before last. I don't know why my kids, sometimes they get three or four in a place. I got two girls and one boy lives in Cedar Town now,
mm-hmm.
this side of Rome.
That's a pretty town.
And I got one in Lithonia. He got the State Farm Insurance Agent in Lithonia. My oldest son's got a in the carpet manufacturing business. He got a big carpet business in Dalton, Georgia. And then I got one that had a road store in Atlanta last 2 years, but they closed it out about 3 months ago. And the one that ain't doing nothing. They just messed looking around from time to side. Bob's out going to work back at the base. He worked at the Marine base over here a good long while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I noticed you got some gourds back up there on the. Those are for what? Martin?
Now, those are artificial gourds.
Okay.
But that's what they're there. I
got to look close.
I have, you sure do. They're colored right, gourds and all. And but I've had raised a bunch of martins out there. We had I guess it must have been 50 or 60 of them last year when they left here, when after the little ones got big. But one year I didn't have none, but ever since then. Now I saw some out there, heard some out there one day just about a week ago, but I don't believe those stayed. Sometimes there's some will come by and then they go in there. But we have had a bunch of them every year.
Lately. You don't have any problems with mosquitoes around here, do you?
Well, they martins eat mosquitoes, but them skunks they go off and eat at different certain places. Them martins will leave here in early in the morning and stay all day long. I think they like to feed over pond places, lakes, and I believe they go over by the toward the river or go to somebody's big fish pond somewhere around. And they don't like to feed where pine trees are. When I put those out here, see this whole farm is in pine trees. I set it out, put it in the soil bank 20 years ago and had all the pines out on solar, that what you see right around here. I had 176 acres of pines here. And I sold them all, cut them all.
What's